Shalom Aleichem, Rabbotai. An exciting day in the Mishnah Yomi. We're beginning the fourth parak of Kilayim about Kilai HaKerem. A kerem is a vineyard, and it's a little bit different from what we've covered before. Similar concept. We don't plant other species in a vineyard. There's a machloket if it's Asur Deraisa, forbidden from the Torah, to plant one other seed along with a grape seed, or if you need two other seeds, like Kilai, plural, plus kerem, which is how the Bavli rules them. The Rambam says a person gets malchus for planting two seeds along with a grape seed at the same time, but even one seed combined with a grape seed would be Asur Deraita, according to the Rambam. And a lot of what we're going to see is things that look like Kilai Akerem would be Asur Derabanan. If it looks like Kilayim and it smells like Kilayim and it tastes like Kilayim, it's at least Asur Derabanan. Might not be Asur Deraita, but the Kilai HaKerem is very excited. We got into it at the end of yesterday. We talked about how vegetables were a bit makel. You need a 6 tefachim gap. But then Rabbi Yossi was machmir by the gourds that they needed 4 tefachim, 4 amot, sorry. And the other sages said, oh, well, you're being machmir like Kilai HaKerem? You're being machmir like vines? And he says, yeah, gourds are a problem. These Greek gourds get all over everything. As you saw there already, the Kerem, the vineyard needs 4 amot of spacing in certain occasions, and we're going to see why in the fourth parak. So the first Mishnah in the fourth parak starts, Karachat HaKerem, the bald spot of the kerem. Now this word karachat should sound familiar, Rabosai, because we talked about it in Tazria. This word appears in Tazria, in Vayikra, the 13th parak, Pasuk Mem, the 40th Pasuk. V'ish ki yimaret rosho kereach hu tahor hu. A man who goes bald on the back of his head, he's a kereach. That's the same word, kereach karachat hu, tahor hu. And that's not a tzarat, that's not an issue, it's a baldness. They talk about if the tzarat appears in the bald spot, that's another issue. And then the next pasuk is impeat panav yimaret rosho gibeach hu tahor hu. That's a gibeach. That's a baldness in the front of the head. So just like the Eskimos have more than one word for different types of snow, Baruch Hashem, the Torah has different words for different kinds of baldness, because whatever a society has a lot of, they find a lot of words for as well. So we have Karachat and Gabachat, Kareach and Gibeach, and here we're starting Karachat Kerem, the bald spot of the Kerem. So just like the bald spot on a man, it has hair surrounding it, God willing. It's on the top of his head, the back of his head here too. This is a bald spot of the vineyard that has vineyard around it. So how big does it have to be to plant something else in that bald spot of the vineyard, of the kerem, without having it look like kilayim? Bet Shammai omrim esrim v'arba amot. You need 24 amot wide in that gap, in that bald spot. And the reason the Mefarshim explain is because he requires to have a 16 amma field. That's his definition of a chashuv field, planting wheat or planting a vegetable or something else. And you need 4 amot on either side for the workspace. The gap of the kerem is required to be 4 amot. So you need a 24 amot bald spot, according to Beit Shammai, a 4 amma gap for the work area, the clearing, so you know it's not mixed, then a 16 amma farmable area, and then another 4 amma gap. Beit Hillel omrim 16 amma. He says, you only need 16 amma. You'd have a 4 amma gap, but then your other species you're planting and you're growing is only required to be 8 amma across. That's still considered a chashuv area. Less than that, it's not chashuv, and it looks like instead of you're growing a patch of something else, it sort of looks like you've got a little bit of other things mixed in with your kerem instead of you're having a chashuv parcel of something else inside the bald spot of your kerem. Machol ha-kerem, the machol of the kerem, this means the border of the kerem, and mochola means a dance, because they would dance around in a circle. We do this at weddings nowadays. People join hands and they go in circles. That's a mochola, it's a dance. There is possibly, it is cognate to mechila, forgiveness. Mechila is apparently related to the word yachel, like lo yachel dvaro, and yachel is like to empty out or profane. A halil is a flute, it's a hollow instrument, and mechila is like a circle. You're dancing in a circle, it's like a circular perimeter around the vineyard. So these words are all cognate. So Beit Shammai omrim sheshesrei amma. So if you have a 16 amma gap, according to Beit Shammai, around the perimeter of your vineyard, between the vines and the fence, you could plant something else in the middle there. You would have a 4-amma gap between the vines to your other species, and you have 8-amma across of the other species. That's enough to be chashuv. Then another 4-amma gap up to the gether, up to the fence. Beit Hillel omrim 12-amma. Beit Hillel says you only need 12-amma to be able to plant another species in the Mechola Kerem, in the border area around the vineyard. Ezehi krachot kerem. So the Mishnah explains the language here. What is the bald spot of a vineyard? Kerem shachar v'mimsayu. It's a vineyard that dried up or was desolate from the middle. Me'emtsayu, from the middle. Like we said, the bald spot on the top, on the back of a man's head, is still surrounded by hair. Im ein shom sheshes amma. If there's not 16 amma, lo yivizar alasham. You should not bring seeds to there. That's according to Beis Hillel. Hayu sham sheshes amma. If you had 16 amma across in that area, nolila avodata vizorea etamotar. You need to give it an empty area of the avoda. This is the 4-amma gap we're talking about, and the 4-amma is enough to bring in an ox and a cart, and enough to get your workers in there to plow and hoe and take care of the vines, things like that. But it also serves as your gap between the vines and the other species. So at the motar, and you can see the rest. Mishnah Beit. Ezehu mahola kerem. What is the perimeter area around the vineyard? Bein kerem legadar. This is in between the vines themselves and the fence, as I mentioned in the last Mishnah. Im ein sham 12 amma. If there is not 12 amma there, levizer l'sham. You can't plant anything else in that area. It's too small to have the 4-amma gap and a significant area of a different species, another 4-amma gap. Hayusham shemesrei amma, if you have 12 amma between the vines and the fence or whatever the border of your vineyard is, notnin lo avodato vizorea et amotar. You give it kedei avoda, the workspace, which is the 4-amma gap, and you can seed in the rest, and then you'd really have another 4-amma gap, and then up to the fence. And that's how you can prevent your other species from looking like it's mixed up with your vines. Shkoyach Rabosai on beginning the Kilai HaKerem.